Welcome again. We are delighted to have you in worship, whether you're at home or here in God's house. We continue a new series with Planting Seeds of Faith, and this morning we're looking at believing the best for a new year. And we are in Luke chapter 13, verses 6 through 9, the parable of the barren fig tree. Then Jesus told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for the fruit on it and found none. So he said to the gardener, "See here, for 3 years I've been looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down. Why should it be wasting the soil?" The gardener replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year, until I dig around it and put manure on it. If it bears fruit next year, well and good, but if not, you can cut it down." May the Lord bless his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Well, there's a story that I love of this farmer who is driving down the road with a truckload of manure, and this little boy runs out to the road, and he calls to the farmer and says, "What do you got on the truck?" And the farmer says, "Manure." And the little boy said, "What are you going to do with it?" And the farmer says, "I'm going to put it on strawberries." The little boy thought for a moment and said, "Boy, you ought to live here. We put sugar and cream on ours." You know, the truth in life is that sometimes we have to push through the manure to get to the strawberries. Don't you know that's true? And we are tempted sometimes to give up because of all the manure before we get to the strawberries. I don't know if you're like me, but my daughter and I put some goals out for the new year and make some New Year's resolutions. And more than half the American public has resolutions for the new year. Did you know that? But a full one-third of those folks give up on those resolutions and goals before February 1st. Isn't that staggering? And it's easy to give up because sometimes it's hard to persevere through all that. And then I also look around the country, and we were working so hard to get through 2020 and all the pandemic, good news of the vaccine, but then so many of our hearts were broken by the violence in our nation's capital the other week. And so there's this cloud right now, and we wonder about giving up sometimes on the new year. But I think for all of us, maybe this parable has some words of wisdom for us. So I invite you to walk back into this story this morning. And so Jesus is telling this story. And the story is of this landowner who has this vineyard, and he's going through with his vine dressers, with his gardener. And he comes up to this fig tree, and apparently it has been planted, and it's not bearing any fruit, and he says, "Go ahead and cut it down. I've checked on it for 3 years, and no fruit, so cut it down." And I think the first lesson I see there is if it doesn't grow, then it's got to go. But that's not the end of the story. If it doesn't grow, it's got to go. And the gardener says, "Well, wait a second. How about if I do something new? Something new." Now, did you hear that? We're going to try something new. Now, I know, has anyone out there have trouble doing something new? Does our church family sometimes have trouble doing something new? I know. All right. But the natural state is for things to grow. Now, I want you to notice something that you may not be aware of is that a fig tree was often planted with the vineyard, and figs throughout the ancient Near East were a symbol of abundance and blessing. So it's interesting that Jesus uses the fig tree, a symbol of abundance and blessing, but this fig tree is not bearing fruit. Now, it's also interesting because there's no problem with the soil. But normally, don't we want to blame someone else for the problem? So it's not the soil. How do we know that it's not the soil? Because the vineyard's growing fine. The other fig trees are doing fine. It's just this one fig tree. And so I think the second thing we need to do is to take stock and to get real. And so it's interesting because the two new things that the gardener says he's going to do is the first thing is he's going to dig around the roots, right? Now, I know I got Gary and other farmers that are out there, and they do a lot of digging, don't they? That has a lot to do with farming. In fact, Gary told me one time that one of the things he does for the crop is to run a blade down it, down the middle between there, so it sort of cuts the roots, and the root have to grow down. So you have to dig around the roots. Now, for our own lives, how many people like it when their roots of their life get some digging around it? Digging is painful, isn't it? But if you want to grow, sometimes you got to go through the digging for the new stuff. And so sometimes the digging involves, you know, digging up the past. Or sometimes the digging involves getting rid of some of the old. Sometimes the digging involves just, you know, sort of breaking things up. You know, things don't grow in rocky soil. The rocky soil needs to be broken up. And in our own lives, to be broken is often very, very difficult. Sometimes it involves going through some hurt and some heartbreak. Sometimes it's just kind of humbling process in life. So we have to endure some digging. Well, that's the easy part. Okay. What's the next thing? The gardener says, I'm going to put some manure on it. Manure. How many people have had something in your life that kind of stinks? Okay. But manure is used for fertilizer today, all over the world. Right here in our community, too, you can tell because sometimes you drive down the road and you go, ooh, that's the smell of manure. But it's also, to a farmer, it's the smell, yeah, Gary's going like this, it's the smell of growth. You need that for a good harvest. And I think in our own lives, sometimes we have to endure some manure. Now, the King James Version says dung. Dung, manure, whatever it is, there's other words, we're not going to go there. But, you know, in your own mind, sometimes we have to endure some manure. Here's the interesting thing I was thinking about this week, which is sometimes you have to endure manure in order to mature. Let me do that again. Sometimes you have to endure manure in order to mature. If you're wondering why you're not growing and you're praying for that and then something bad happens, something stinky happens in your life, maybe God is putting a little manure around the roots so that you'll grow. Okay? Now the sign, you notice the sign that it wasn't right, it was in the leaves, but where was the problem? It was in the roots. It was in the roots, and so it had to be dug up, and manure had to be put on that. And I think so often in our own lives, that's where we are. So maybe one of the things you want to evaluate this year is, where are you with your spiritual growth? You don't need to point fingers around it. Other people, places, whatever. You need to look at your own roots. Where are your roots? If you're not bearing fruit, then maybe there needs to be some digging up. You don't have to just wait for God to do it. God will do it if you pray for it, but you can do a little digging yourself. And if you have some manure happening in your life, maybe you need to say, well, maybe God is going to use that for the good of my life. He's going to use the manure in order for me to mature. And when you manure, you begin to bear fruit. And so as individuals and families, and as the family of faith, as we're thinking about the new year, then to think about some of the process, it's very important in this. Now, one of the most important things of all of this is to not give up. Don't give up. And it's so easy. We give up on our resolutions. As I said, 1/3 of people give up their resolution before February 1st. Really? Okay. We have to go through the darkness in order to get to the light. We got to go through the digging and the manure in order to get to new life and new fruit in our own lives. And it's not an easy thing, but God is with us there. Think of some of the people that I love to think about in terms of perseverance. You know that Beethoven's piano teacher, his first piano teacher, was going to give up on him and said that he was helpless. Beethoven. Beethoven, are you kidding me? Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team because he wasn't good enough. Boy, would you not want to be that high school basketball coach? Went on, of course, to be great in college and great in the NBA. I think of others. Edison tried more than 9,000 different filaments before he found the one that would work for the electric light bulb. And when someone says, how does it feel to have failed more than 9,000 times before he discovered the one? He says, I haven't failed. I've discovered 9,000 things that didn't work. What a great attitude. In our own lives, God often uses failure for us to reach new ground in our life. So where are you today? Take a look at your leaves. Take a look and see if there's the fruit bearing that you want to bear in your own life. And if it's not, then ask God to give it another year and to allow God to dig up around the roots, to put some manure on there, and to use all those things in a positive way. You've got to take action, but you have to wait because God is at work. Monday, tomorrow, is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And I hope today and tomorrow that you'll find some way to celebrate this great man's life, to participate in a great dream. A dream that said we would not be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character.
Many people accomplished a lot by coming together in a spirit of unity, but the dream isn't fully realized yet. We've come a long ways, but we have more ground to cover. There's seminars today online. I think there's probably some in person as well. Tomorrow is a day normally of service, so if you can serve in the community or serve in the church or whatever you'd like to do, it doesn't have to be organized. Sometimes you just pick up the phone and call some of our loved ones that are sick or have lost a loved one or some other kind of thing to encourage people. But what can you do to make the world better? Don't give up yet. God is still at work. Give it another year. Believe the best for a new year. This week, we will welcome in a new president. We want to wish that all of us to work together with a spirit of unity and harmony together for the good of our country, to learn to listen again, to learn a new kind of respect, and to work together, even if we have some differences among us. One of the stories that I love is the story of Branch Rickey. And Branch Rickey was the general manager for the Brooklyn Dodgers, way back when the Dodgers were in Brooklyn. And Branch Rickey did a lot of innovative things in baseball. One of the things he did was he institutionalized spring training for baseball. He also was the one who started using the helmet for in the batting cage and also in the batting box. And one of the things he did was he's largely credited with overcoming, or at least breaking down the barrier, the racial barrier, Major League Baseball, by hiring Jackie Robinson, the great Jackie Robinson, and even providing a pathway with him and a mentor to help him be successful. And he did a lot of great things in his life. He became a motivational speaker after he retired from baseball. He went to St. Louis and traveled around the country. He had a deep, deep faith. And he was 82 years old, and a reporter came to a dinner where he was speaking. He said, "Mr. Rickey, with all the amazing things that you've accomplished in your life, what has been the greatest thrill in your life?" And Branch Rickey thought for a moment. He said, "You know what, son? My greatest thrill hasn't happened yet." What a great attitude in life. If you are a little discouraged about your own goals and your own faith life and the growth that you're going through, and even the setting of the country right now with all the turmoil and disharmony, then trust God. Trust God to give it more time, to believe the best for a new year. That the gardener is out there working in our lives and even in our country, that the gardener sometimes has to dig around the roots and sometimes even has to put some manure on it. But it takes a little time and it takes a little perseverance. I'm going to close with this thought. You recall that when Mary was at the tomb and the disciples had left and ran to say that the tomb was empty, but hadn't yet seen the risen Lord, that the risen Lord appeared to Mary. And who did Mary think the risen Lord was? The gardener. The gardener. And she looked at the gardener and she said, "Where have you taken him?" And the gardener said, "Mary. Mary." And then the gardener commissioned her to go and tell the disciples the good news of the resurrection. Mary was the first disciple. And many people say, well, Mary was mistaken that Jesus, the risen Lord, was the gardener. But maybe Mary was more right than wrong. That God is a gardener. God is the one who put together the creation and put Adam and Eve in the garden, gave them a destiny, a plan, a purpose in life. And God is at work as the gardener in our life as well. The future is not right where we are now. The future's out in front of us, and that's where Jesus is beckoning us as the gardener in our life. And sure, it may involve some digging, and sometimes it's painful, and it may involve some manure, some things that are stinking in our life, but God has our good in mind. So I challenge and encourage all of us to believe in the great gardener, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, who is at work in our lives, for he is the risen Lord. And he's a plan and purpose. And folks, he's the power to see us through, to believe the best for a new year. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, as we think about this great story with so many truths, some of us feel a little discouraged about our lives or our nation, our world, and so many things going on. But help us to realize that you are at work in our lives and all those around us. Help us to trust you. Help us to have faith in you and endure some of the difficulties in life, knowing that you have our best in mind. Sometimes the very difficulties that make life such a trial are the very things that will cause us to mature and to bear fruit. We pray that you do exactly that in our lives. In the name of Christ our Lord, and all God's people said,